Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. You're hearing a recording of the Act Two Band from the Traverse City Philharmonic earlier this spring. Act Two is a program for adults with little to no prior musical experience who want to learn a band instrument. With me in the studio today are six musicians who have all begun learning band instruments in Act Two this year, and they're all connected to Interlochen in various ways as alumni or staff or both. Will you each please introduce yourselves, tell us what your instrument is, and play us a little something?
I'm Marlene Robinson, and I'm going to play Taco Truck.
Excellent clarinet stylings.
And I'm Jean Callum, and I am going to play a little bit of an old Scottish folk song.
Horn from Tom.
And I'm Tom Wright, and I play second horn, and hopefully you'll recognize this.
I'm Nancy Giffels, and I'm going to play our version of Hot Cross Buns, otherwise known as Hot Bundt Cakes.
I'm Jamie Robinson. I'm an honorary member of Act Two. I'm just going to do a small portion of a scale.
I'm Jennifer Wesley, and I play snare, and I'm going to play a little bit of our concert piece, Going Rogue.
And the core group of you started learning your instruments this past spring in the Act Two Band, the TC Phil's program for adults who want to learn a band instrument. And IPR listeners got to follow your progress over the 10 weeks of Act Two this spring. And since we heard that you plan to keep practicing together, we thought we'd invite you to Studio A to show off your skills. Let's hear you play some music and then chat a bit. And you've brought a conductor with you today. Paula, will you introduce yourself and the piece that you're going to lead the musicians in?
Hi, my name's Paula Salerno-Herbart, and I was a conductor for 20 years in the public schools. And the first piece that we're going to do for you is a Bach chorale, and otherwise lovingly known as number 88.
Thank you.
are in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio with seven musicians, and these seven folks here have worked at Interlochen Arts Camp for a combined 116 summers, I am told. If my back of the envelope math is right, you all have been collectively playing these instruments for 4 months times six people, so 24 months collectively among you.
Okay. That's right.
It's not exactly right.
Some of us played back in high school, and I haven't picked it up in four or more decades.
After, 45 years,
Okay, you guys are like coming out of retirement over here, but
But it's 45 years, come on. We don't play baseball anymore.
There's some muscle memory in there, but.
Some of us played a tiny bit and now picked up a new instrument, and one of us has never played an instrument at all, so cheers to Nancy.
Cool, and you picked up the trombone of all the instruments.
I know, Marshall Music talked me into it.
Well, these folks started playing this past spring in the Traverse City Philharmonic's Act Two Band. That's a program for adults who want to learn a band instrument. Why did you decide to learn an instrument?
Well, I played trombone all through school and college even, and I was always on the wrong side of the band than my friends were. My friends were always clarinetists and flutes. And so I thought, well, I'm going to choose clarinet for that reason.
I was always fascinated by the drums, and I always wanted to play them. And so that's what I picked up, and here I am.
So we know Nancy chose the instrument she's playing because Marshall Music talked her into it. I'm curious why you chose the instruments that you did. We know Marlene did because she was feeling left out of the band, but why you chose the instrument you did, and is anyone having any regrets now about choosing the instrument you did?
Well, I had a very short career as a clarinet player because originally I was going to learn a different instrument. And after 2 weeks, I realized I wanted to play my horn again. Plus, Tom is a little bit of a troublemaker and I wanted to sit next to him.
Horns are troublemakers.
So you chose the right section for troublemaking.
Yes.
Yes. And Tom truly is a seventh grader, really, at heart. Yeah.
I can see it.
I tease my sisters a lot of times. And now my new young brother, too. So.
Jamie, you were kind of a late addition to this group. How did you end up joining up with this group of troublemakers?
I played in high school, so about 11 years ago. And I hadn't really picked it up very much since then. And then my mom obviously started with the first practice of the Act Two band. I went to their first concert, and it was, you know, very entertaining, very impressive. And then I kind of got coaxed into, hey, Jamie, do you still have your baritone? We need a little more variety. And here I am.
I think there's a lot of peer pressure at work here in this group and in the Act Two band. And I understand that since you're all connected to Interlochen in so many different ways, that Gene has actually arranged the Interlochen theme for you all to play together. Now I'm wondering, was that within the skills that you've already acquired in Act Two, or did you have to expand a little bit?
Here's the great part though. We get the music and we're all like, are you kidding me? We want the junior version. And Gene's like, this is not the high school version. And we don't think the juniors have a version. There's nothing more elementary than what we have. But 3 weeks ago, I looked at the third and fourth line and said, I can't do this. And now we're going to play it for you. We've managed.
And to your credit, musicians who are assembled here, I think the junior campers here at Interlochen have probably been playing their instruments longer than all of you have. So, yes. Well, let's hear them play Gene Callum's arrangement of the Interlochen theme.
Thank you.
have to be silent at the end of the theme. No applauding here. We are in IPR Studio A with six beginner band musicians, all of whom have begun learning their instruments earlier this year or who have returned to their instruments after a long hiatus. And all the folks in this room have deep ties to Interlaken, including 116 combined summers working at camp. And that's why they chose to learn the Interlaken theme on their own. So we're here at Interlaken. We are surrounded by talented young musicians. But you folks are proving that inspiration comes in lots of different forms. You've even inspired some people to take up a musical instrument for the first time or return to it after years passed, either in the Act Two band or in private lessons. What do you think that says?
I think it says that it's a joy to play music, even when you can't hit all of the notes.
And it's never too late.
Don't be afraid. It's so much fun. And, for me, we always go out for dinner.
It's the camaraderie of the group, of a band, not just playing by yourself. It's the wonderful camaraderie of all of us being together.
Now, I spoke with Peter Dineen earlier today. He's the director of the Act Two band program. And I told him we had some of his band kids coming into the studio today. And Pete told me that every good band program has strong student leadership. And he credited all of you as those leaders. And he actually referred to Jennifer Wessling as the Act Two's self-appointed band council president.
I'm not sure if I accept that.
But he said that having strong student leadership can do so much more for a group than even a really charismatic conductor. Sorry, Paula.
It's okay.
So how would you respond to someone who says, well, it's nice for those folks, but I could never do that, or it's too hard, or it's too late?
It's not. That's what I was saying, is that we say all the time, 2 weeks ago, we couldn't play lines 3 and 4. It's, you will grow, and it's not too late.
I was so impressed. I thought you were just going to play the first segment of the theme, but then you went on to the next part, and I was really amazed. I was really impressed that you did that. So congratulations. Are all of you planning to move on to the Act 3 intermediate band this fall?
Yes, indeed. And Paula's joining us.
And Paula, what are you going to be picking up, Paula?
I played euphonium and baritone all through school.
Jamie's happy.
I just bought one in Traverse City. I'm going to pick it up today.
Okay. Well, folks, I have a favor to ask. Since Howard Hanson gave the Interlaken theme to be used as the radio broadcasting signature for a radio host to read the credits over while the students played it, would you be so kind as to play the theme again while I do the credits for the Studio A session?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Are you ready?
So ready. You're hearing clarinetist Marlene Robinson, trombonist Nancy Giffels, percussionist Jennifer Wessling, hornist Gene Callum, hornist Tom Wright, baritone player Jamie Robinson, and conductor Paula Herbart. Learn more about how you can participate in the Traverse City Philharmonic's Act Two Band Program at tcphil.org. Benjamin Stevens engineered this edition of Studio A. We had extra help from Melanie Kelloff and Alexander Harriman. Emma Stadelman is our digital content producer. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.